Baruch Hashem, it is day number 324 of our daily study of Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, and in the three chapters of today's study track of Mishnah Torah, we're continuing in Hilchos Eidos, the Laws of Testimony, chapters 8, 9, and 10. We have one mitzvah today, negative 288, and that is the prohibition against punishing somebody based on the testimony of a single witness. We've mentioned this before, that testimony has to be two witnesses, not one. Two. I mean, you could have even more, but minimum two. It doesn't matter how trustworthy this person is, how knowledgeable they are, how reliable they are. One witness is not testimony. Now, we've mentioned this earlier. I think it was in Hilchos Tayin V'Nitan, the claimants and counterclaimants, that if one witness makes a claim in a monetary case, so that's enough to force the defendant to take an oath, to negate the testimony of the one witness. But it's not enough, one witness, to come to a verdict. Two witnesses, it is. Two witnesses come in and say, this guy owes that guy money. If they're kosher witnesses and they were asked questions by the judges to ascertain that they're consistent, that's it. Then the guy owes the money, whether he protests or not, whatever he says. He might say, I don't owe that money, but two witnesses say he owes the money, and they're good witnesses, that's it, so he's got to pay the money. But one witness, no, nothing. You cannot extract money from somebody. You cannot punish them for what we'd call a criminal violation. Certainly no execution, capital punishment, no, nothing can be done based on one witness. Okay, that is our mitzvah for today. We'll see you for more tomorrow, God willing.